The state assembly last week passed a bipartisan bill that would allow pharmacists in Wisconsin to prescribe some forms of birth control directly to patients. The state Senate hasn't taken up the bill. It's not clear that they will in this session. But if it were passed and signed by the governor, it would reduce some barriers for women to access contraceptives and prevent unwanted pregnancies. Similar legislation has gone through the assembly in the past. This is the first time it's come up since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban went into effect. Republican State Representative Karen Hurd of Fall Creek noted the connection between birth control and abortion during a speech on the assembly floor last week.
We can resolve some of this constitutional political tension, some of this heartbreaking dilemma that women find themselves in when they have an unwanted pregnancy or they don't want to become pregnant. Because if we can prevent the conception of a child, then there's no child to abort. There is no decision of whether I need to do this for whatever reasons a person needs to have an thinks that they need to have an abortion over, well, this is the life of a child. Don't put our women through that. Let them have the opportunity to prevent conception in the first place, and they never have to go through this moral predicament that we are currently faced with.
The bill passed the assembly by a wide margin with bipartisan support, 82 to 11 in favor. 11 Republicans voted against it, and anti-abortion groups like Pro-Life Wisconsin and Wisconsin Family Action registered in opposition. Birth control and access to contraceptives are another key layer in the debate over abortion issues in Wisconsin in a time of intense scrutiny of reproductive rights and health care. You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you support this bill that would allow pharmacists to prescribe some forms of hormonal birth control? Why or why not? What impacts do you think more access to birth control could have? How do you see this playing into the abortion debate in Wisconsin? Have you or your family been more interested in birth control since that Roe v. Wade decision was overturned? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Elisa Von Hagel is a professor of political science at UW-Superior who researches reproductive rights, the pro-life movement, and the religious right. Elisa, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Starting with this bill in the state legislature allowing pharmacists to prescribe some forms of hormonal birth control, how big a deal would that be when it comes to access to contraceptive options, Elisa?
It would significantly increase the options, particularly for women in rural communities. As was mentioned throughout the legislative hearings by many, women in rural communities have very little access to medical practitioners, the time travel to medical facilities, in addition to reduced number of physicians in general, means that having access to physicians and to obtain and then maintain their contraception is very, very difficult. So it would be a significant impact for women across the state, of course, but certainly for those women in rural communities as well.
And this would cover, the birth control pill, I think the most famous form of birth control, a hormonal patch, not certain other options like implants and things like that. When it comes to the choices women are making these days, how many people would be covered by that? How big an impact would that have?
Well, we have seen in studies that women prefer to have multiple forms of contraception, and there was some concern that only those two methods of contraceptive devices were included. So as you mentioned, the implants, the Nova Ring are not included, which, you know, women prefer a variety of different types of contraceptive devices because, as we know, you know, not every device works perfectly for every woman. And so it certainly doesn't necessarily cover everyone or will help everyone, but it is, I guess, one move in the direction of ensuring greater access for more people.
Turning to the politics of this now, if I said, hey, there's a law related to birth control and it's passing a chamber of the legislature, 82 to 11, tons of bipartisan support to it, this isn't something that happens every day. Why do you see this being successful, at least the assembly? We'll put a pin in the Senate for now.
Right. Well, I mean, you're correct that this is quite astonishing, to say the least. And I mean, as we've seen post-Dobbs, you know, everything has changed across the United States and in Wisconsin, obviously, specifically. We have across the nation in Wisconsin increased demands for contraception as well as sterilization across the board because of concerns given the Dobbs ruling. They're also in Wisconsin specifically, we saw in the last Supreme Court election race a very wide margin for the liberal justice who won, giving the court a liberal majority, which, and given the, you know, dynamics and elections that have occurred since the Dobbs ruling, it seems as if abortion is maintaining its position as a key election issue. And so Republicans are genuinely concerned how this will play out in upcoming elections, given that, you know, majorities of Americans, as well as Wisconsinites, do want to have some access to abortion.
Talking to Lisa Von Hagel from UW-Superior, looking at contraception access, abortion access after the Dobbs decision, and a bill in the state legislature passed the Assembly, not yet the state Senate, that would allow pharmacists in Wisconsin to prescribe certain forms of birth control. They can't do that right now. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your reactions to that legislation, your thoughts on access to contraception here in the state. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Alisa, we heard a Representative Hurd there, a Republican, making that explicit connection, like, hey, we're arguing about abortion. It's a divisive issue. Maybe, she says, by providing more access to contraception, we can prevent the need for it, at least for some people. What do you think about that explicit connection from that lawmaker?
I mean, I think it's an argument that Democrats have been making in the state, for a while now, that, as you mentioned, this legislation has come up in the past, and it certainly had not maintain the bipartisan support that it gained this time around. And so I agree that it is, that there definitely is that connection. However, I think now it is it is correct in her statement, but given the large upswell in support from Republican representatives, there does seem to be some political maneuverings in terms of reading the signs of what is going on, with the abortion issue in Wisconsin.
And as I mentioned, some groups opposed to abortion who often support Republicans or back Republican-led initiatives, they opposed this legislation that would allow pharmacists to prescribe some contraceptives. Can you talk about the politics within the anti-abortion world and those groups that might say, yeah, we also don't want to advance contraceptive access?
Right. So many of the groups that are opposed to this are, as you mentioned, are opposed to abortion in general and maintain or argue that hormonal contraceptions are abortifacients. The medical community overwhelmingly has determined that that is not the case, that it prevents implantation. However, many of these groups maintain that it can or does potentially, essentially cause an abortion, which, again, the medical community does not support as fact. And there are other arguments that are made concerning women's health and safety by removing, or not necessarily removing, but by allowing women to go around visiting their physicians and just going to a pharmacist. And there are, many other arguments regarding other avenues to prevent unplanned pregnancies, mostly involving abstinence, marriage, that sort of thing. So I think the sort of the typical arguments that are made in opposition to abortion are at stake here.
One other aspect of this legislation is it would accord with what's called the conscience clause in the state that says a pharmacist who has religious objections doesn't have to fill a prescription for birth control. That would be also true for prescribing birth control if that became legal for pharmacists. Can you talk about what's become known as the conscience clause when it comes to birth control and pharmacists?
Correct. So absolutely. So physicians as well as pharmacists have this law basically protecting their moral, religious beliefs in opposition to either abortion or birth control contraceptive devices, and thus they are allowed to take a step back and not be directly involved in providing, again, either an abortion or contraceptive devices to the person with a prescription. And so this would still maintain that protection. This was brought up in the hearings from some of those opposed to this bill, that there is that there are not protections, sufficient protections for pharmacists in this respect. However, we do know that that is not the case, that pharmacists will be protected if they do not agree with or believe religiously that contraceptive devices are moral or religiously acceptable.
We're talking to UW Superior political science professor Alisa von Hagel about access to contraceptives and their role in reproductive health and the broader abortion debate as well. The thing that prompted this discussion, a bill passed the state assembly, may or may not hit the state senate. This bill would allow pharmacists in Wisconsin to prescribe a couple of different forms of birth control here in the state. They can't do that currently. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see more access to birth control here in Wisconsin? If pharmacists could prescribe birth control, is that something that would be useful for you, or would it have been useful for you at some point in your life? What do you think of this idea? If you're a pharmacist yourself, love to hear your perspective on it. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Alisa von Hagel, political science professor at UW Superior and reproductive rights expert, with us today for a look at a state assembly bill. It passed. It would allow pharmacists to prescribe some forms of birth control directly to patients. Still waiting to see if the state senate will pick that one up. And we're looking at wider issues of access to contraceptives and how it connects to reproductive health and abortion issues. Now that Roe v. Wade was overturned almost exactly a year ago, you could join in at 800-642-1234. How does your stance on abortion interact with your stance on contraception? Do you have concerns about expanded access to birth control, allowing pharmacists to prescribe some of those hormonal birth controls? Do you see it as a good idea? Join in with your thoughts, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Alisa, turning to wider issues now related to abortion rights here in Wisconsin, we've got a change coming in the state Supreme Court after that election you mentioned earlier. Justice-elect Protasiewicz will become Justice Protasiewicz in August, giving the liberals a 4-3 majority on the court. Do you expect to see related cases start percolating and maybe hit the court after that change happens?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know that there is a lawsuit currently making its way through the court, brought by the Attorney General of Wisconsin, Josh Call, directly challenging the 1849 abortion ban. And, you know, no doubt there will be other issues that will be at play or will be introduced through litigation to hopefully make its way to the court now that it has for the first time in however many decades that liberal majority.
And I don't want to try to predict the future, but how sweeping could changes be? I mean, do you think it's possible that the Supreme Court could, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court could ultimately strike down or limit that 1840s abortion law here in Wisconsin?
I mean, it's, you know, it's prognostications are always difficult on these types of issues, but I mean, it very well could be the case that that 1849 ban is struck down and Wisconsin returns to the pre-Dobbs environment. There could be, as you mentioned, sort of limitations or sort of changes to that ban that would allow for greater access, but would not necessarily return Wisconsin to pre-Dobbs. And so there's, you know, I mean, there's a million different things that could happen between now and then with respect to any type of rulings that are made. But I mean, if we are, you know, looking forward, that does seem be an environment that would be conducive to bringing back some access to and some greater clarity to physicians, specifically in the state of Wisconsin, regarding when abortions can be provided and what, you know, protections they have as physicians from providing abortions when they are asked for by patients or they are needed for the woman's basic health and safety.
Let's bring in our caller now. Laura is with us in Manitowoc. Laura, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So here's my question. The guest mentioned some sort of protection for a pharmacist that would object to, you know, on religious grounds to prescribing birth control. First off, I'll say I do want to see, yes, I would like to see pharmacists be able to prescribe the birth control. But I'm thinking in my town here where the pharmacist, you know, is Christian and could potentially object. We have employment law that protects the employer from asking what that pharmacist's religion is and protects them from refusing to hire them based on the religion. But what is the pharmacy to do? Hire a second pharmacist who will prescribe the birth control? I mean, that really puts the employer in a sticky wicket. Is there anything built into the law that would allow the employer greater leverage in who they decide to hire?
Gotcha. Laura, thanks for the call. And Lisa, these debates have been around for a while with the conscience clause as it relates to a pharmacist filling that birth control prescription. And maybe it's a town with one pharmacy and it could support one pharmacist per shift. How have we seen that issue play out, Lisa?
Right. I mean, absolutely. I mean, especially in these rural communities, these are issues that are currently, you know, being dealt with. And so, and as the caller mentioned, employers are not allowed to ask for individuals' religious beliefs. However, if a person does have a conscientious objection, that there are forms that are filled out, given to their employer. So that the employer is aware of this at the start, and thus, given, you know, this sort of situation arising, hopefully one would hope that there would be some mechanism in place, whether it is, again, sending prescriptions to the closest the other closest pharmacy, or ensuring some ability for the person to gain this prescription would be provided. And so, again, I believe it's sort of a ad hoc situation at this point, as there has been no movement to clarify basically the expectations or the requirements for physicians or pharmacies to provide this in general. So it's still sort of an ad hoc basis that will certainly most likely be at an issue if this legislation were to pass.
Laura, thanks for the call. Jeff joins us now in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Hi, I'm curious if a woman was married and she had a husband, and the husband, the man, objected to her getting contraception, would he have any right to block that from occurring, or is it purely a woman's individual right?
Jeff, thanks for the call. My understanding, Elisa, is the answer would be no. The man wouldn't, unless they have something wrong.
No, correct. Absolutely. It is. There are no requirements or expectations that a married woman would have her husband's consent to obtain this.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. Elisa, let's look toward the future now. Now, this bill regarding pharmacists may or may not pass, may or may not get taken up at all by the state Senate. What other avenues related to laws related to contraception and abortion do you have your eye on right now?
There is a bill that has been introduced that would clarify the or that would provide the provide for abortion in cases of rape and incest that has been introduced by the Republicans. Evers, I believe, has stated that he would not sign it into law, as he will only sign into law something that would expand or provide access for all Wisconsinites access to abortion. And thus, you know, whether how far a bill such as that would go forward, it's hard to see. But that is one particular bill that will most likely we'll be hearing about in the upcoming months as well. And I think more so looking forward to seeing how the courts start to weigh in on the case before them, I think will be the most most important to determine reproductive rights in the state of Wisconsin in the coming years.
And in the coming year and a half, we've got this election campaign, president, Congress, all points down below that as well. How big an issue do you think abortion and contraception will be in this next, almost 18 months?
Well, I mean, what we've seen in the past since the Dobbs ruling, it's played an outsized role, surprisingly outsized role. The question always remains is whether or not that momentum can continue on to the, you know, the 18 months down the road. It's hard to say, especially in states where abortion is no longer accessible to women. It would suggest that it will still be a very important issue coming up in the months closer to the election. So I believe that it will still be a central issue and something that Republicans have expressed concern for and are attempting to, prevent an outsized impact of abortion impacting elections in the upcoming election cycle.
Alisa, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
That's Alisa von Hagel, professor of political science at UW-Superior, who researches reproductive rights, the pro-life movement, and the religious right. She joined us today for a look at a proposal that would allow Wisconsin pharmacists to prescribe some forms of birth control and what that can mean for reproductive health in the state. That bill has passed the Assembly by a pretty wide margin. Still not clear if the state Senate plans to take it up during this session. If you want to hear more about that issue, check out the archives at WPR.org. The morning show heard from the state's pharmacy association, got their perspective on how this bill might actually work. Again, check that out and our extensive archives online at WPR.org or download the Wisconsin Public Radio app.